تقدمي بقى في من خاص تايدة سيف انوخي سيف اوخس خايم يا تانا ابليا زا غودل بو تاوا زا تانا هزا تاوا اوف ديس تانا شهور ابليا زا من هوكنس بال بيركي در ابليا زا شهال خلوير اي بالي ابساك فا كابولا اول دي بساك ان كابولا اول غوز لوير اي اوف ابليا زا من هوكنس عشان تسيف لبنويا تانا اب هوكنس شو يمدكت كم اويد امن هوكي der wenn mir dachte gas an es minik muss ich nicht mit sich war mit sich pek mit sich khalitze und ich hekle der bogen ist tag so allo das wurde gemacht also wir in sich war mit so ich hekle der bogen ist tag so allo be kwal item der goma es kolapage hoch ze kol ist goim in kolapage because there that was minik so they copied him they were heulich achrof wenn ich das selber konnte ich das für die scheinen beschämen before the show them what?
What is it saying? I don't have to check from front of me. What's it saying the
Gemara Yevamis
about him?
The Gemara Yevamis says that when Abu Hurkan is he was Tachas Olo by a certain place over there under the tree, he finished the whole parasha. So then the meaning became that he used to finish the whole parasha also. Chari means by Mavisadr or whatever, something like that. Or by the Kriya Satoyah, he is going to call a parasha. In other words, the menhagim of Rav Hurkan is were menhagim meduktokim that the Chachmei Yisrael were holich achrov. They copied him. They wanted to know a diktik in the halacha, a diktik in minik. They used to look at Rav Hurkan as the way he was misnag, and with the way the Aruch Chaim is masbe, the way the Rebbe is masbe, it's because Rav Hurkan is menhagim were based on the tzavah that his father gave over to him. ונקרא הסיפה הקודש הזה בפיו הראשון עם זר בשם אורחס חיים על שם עומרו לבנוי על השם the first פריק יצאת over there the רבי יזה tells the son בואי ולמד לך אורחס חיים I'm going to teach you the ways of life and that's why the סיפה is called אורחס חיים in the name of the ראשון עם it's called אורחס חיים סיפה זה נכללו באמורים קצורים עניונים רבים גבוהים ורומים many many גרויס הזכן lofty ideas toyre vire o muser av be ahava az the gewaltige ahava that rabbi yeze gave muser to his son mit der ahava az the gewaltige lof little mit beze or geschein but you shall my mom stum moit the mamor am sometimes very very sosum very difficult to understand o be kol maim mit mamor po derch di isbe yishalmi dibe teranim im koimam vashir mamok mage many times in order to understand you need to stell to other places Nisim sagt selben, Libon shall Rishonim kipischa shalulam, the life of the Rishonim was kipischa shalulam, which means that it was so wide that many times they didn't explain themselves in one place because they had already explained it somewhere else. You have to sometimes tell su. Hakshem amru l'anoshim kigilam, they were speaking to people that were on them madrege. L'hutzuch l'farish baruch. They didn't have to explain everything mamish bediktik. V'lam du dey bekoitz loshen. They taught the day, they taught their shittas with a kitzer. Well, with a short language. K'di'isim zech tzachim, oyli mishana adam l'tamidim v'loshen k'tzor. So that's why they wrote it much more bekitzer. Because they spoke bekitzer since they were speaking to gedolim like them. Ach l'foneinu, but in front of us, that we're not in that madrege. So k'seif ha'chasim, it's like a closed sefer. We don't understand what's going on. וכן הם בכל דבר חכמי נזל, שכל מה שנשמעת הוא על לבובויס, ונזכת מהדס בדורס האחרונים, כן נצריך להרבויס בריחס הפירושם לבי דבריהם. ומאלה יפתם עם מבי אמור, אז הדורס go get lower and lower. ומאלה יפתם עם מפרש, and explain much more. ובכל שכם בסביב הנרחי, שמחברי הוא מהתנועים הקדמוינים, it's from the, ממש not stem from the תנועים, it's from the תנועים הקדמוינים, from the beginning of the תנועים. ולנים תול אף שום ביר ופירש, They made it zikha vada vada, a lot of things that sosum has to be explained. That's kamanoida. Chotfus et Yisrael, b'chalakoyri bo yoyim ki chosumu. It's mamish chosum. It's a medish pliye. L'chein amayit el eshtadl b'shimish tamid chachomim. That's why I said I'll be mishtadl to be mishamish tamid chachomim. By explaining the sefer, I'll be mekayim the inin of shimish tamid chachomim. That's the emes shimush of Talmidei Chacham, levay divrayim b'makom shehem stumim. It explained the ways of the and the words of the Chachamim where it's awesome, where it seems not understood. K'nisa p'sech sivam brachas memzayin kivon neshama shmaitem mipomai de rabbanon begoros lohu v'chulei. He heard the sugi from the mouth of the rabbanon and he begoros lohu means and he learned it and explained it. That was called emes shimush Talmidei Chachamim. לכן הגעתי בזה כפי קוי צדעייתי לסגוזי, להוי מקוי ומויתי כל מים הממורת דברי רבי סיינו זל, to bring the מקוי of every single מים of רבי יזה, and still to from other words of the חכמים, התנועים והמרועים, שעז מבלי וירושלמי, וחילת הספרו, ספרי, מדר שתם רבי ותנחומה, ומסכת הסקטנס, תונו דבל יו רבי וזוטה, פילקה דה רבי יזה, אויסיס רבי קיבה, הגודס ברשס שריך הטויף, מדרש מישלי, מדרש שמול, זוי הקודש, זוי החודש ותיקונים. All those מקורדס are used in the פירש that the Rebbe writes in אורחס חיים. וזה עובדת עבודוסי, להויר, to shine, to beleichten, כדברי רבי יזה וסייף הזה, One of the things that the Rebbe tried to do was to show that Rabbi Eliezer's words in the Tzavah stem with his words and the Shita all throughout Shas and throughout all the Mekoris he said before. And with his Midas that are mentioned in all the Mekoris that were mentioned before. In brackets he writes over here, he alludes to a big tumult about Archas Chaim, and he writes as well, Mezem Mevur Shehu Shaloi Kmoi, Shekosav Aram Dal, Huva B'Shem HaGdoilu, Magoin Chidozal, the Chidoz brings down, B'Shem, one of the Rabbonim, with the name of Ram Dal, Sherak HaGdomu Mi'atan Rabbi Yezai Godel. Only the HaGdomu, which is the beginning, the first Perek is from the Tanar Rabbi Yezai Godel, Avul Guf, Sefer, HaTzavoyis, but the actual Tzavo, who mechocham acher, so he nikre gamkein Rabbi Eliezer Godel Yuin Shom. That's what he wants to write. The Chidon brings down from this Godel, Ramdal, that he held that the Orchus Chaim is not from Rabbi Eliezer Godel, which is Rabbi Eliezer Ben Horkenis, but from a different Rabbi Eliezer Godel. He was also a different chocham that was known as Rabbi Eliezer Godel. Him dvom tmuim, the Orchus Chaim, the Rebbe argues on this Ramdal, and he says it's tamua to say that. Shareyam ayim bebiureinu. If you see the way we mivire it, yim tzu mivur sheshitosei batzavois, the shita throughout the tzavo mas imois, it stems em shita zatan Rabbi Eliezer Godel mefuzah b'shas and medrash chazal with the shita of Rabbi Eliezer Godel throughout shas. Memele, that's what one thing he tried to prove was that Rabbi Eliezer Godel of the tzavo is the same Rabbi Eliezer of the Tana throughout all the mekoris of chazal. Same Tanner Rabbi Eliezer. He argued on this Ramdal. It's a big pulmus in the Pirushim, many different Pirushim that were written on Archas Chaim before his days. A lot of them go with this Shita, that they try to prove that it wasn't really the Tanner Rabbi Eliezer, it was a different Rabbi Eliezer Godel, not the Tanner. And the Rebbe argues on that Mamish B'Toykif. And one of the main Matorists of the Sefer War of his Pirush was to prove that this is Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanner. The Tzavo is Mimkori Kodesh. It's not Stam Epsachochem wrote a Tzavo. The Tzavo is a Tzavo of Natana Kodesh Abeliezer Ben Horkenis. He says, Mlevadze, even without what I proved, that it stems with the sheet of Eliezer, Adova Dochak Moit, Shagdoma Enoi, Bibal HaSeife, that the Hagdoma is not for the same person that wrote the Tzavo itself. It's very shvet to say that. For someone who's Ein Zorach Raish, if I'm a Fusim Ein Yisrael, to be forced in by Yidin Shaseif out Savoyz Mimokam Kodosh, Talan Abiyaz Agodl, Ben Orkinus Yalechon, he's the one that wrote it, Vahim Dvorim Berurim, Ein Larach Yos. Mamorim Heim Ukoshorim, Ushluvim Zebeze, all the Mamorim are tied and interwoven one with another, Bemishta Nochin, with a Mishta. A Mishta means like a Shoita, Shoitrim, with a Seid, a Seid Ayoim, Meascholus Alay, that begins from the beginning of the night, Abdul Machros until the next day, Meis Leis. So, Gansa Mislais, Eich Yisnai Godom, and Musa Haskel, the Chalkel Kolan Esna Goisov, to be Mechalkel, to calculate all this, Hanhoges, Mimishpat Batoiru, Tfilo, Uzdoka, Chuva, Meisim Toivim, Vederechetz, Vchola Shiasa Odom, Vachai Bohem. Okay, we'll learn one more paragraph, we'll finish the Omid, Vahinini Bezeh, Lohoye Betzedek, I want to be mayor, Betzedek Esreide, Benetzir, Nayikorim. those leftovers from Bnei Tzina, Yikonim, and Chafetim, Shloim Yisrael, they want Shalom V'Klal Yisrael, V'Aromas, Keren HaToyre, U'L'Hachzik Doseinu, to be Mechazik the Das, the Yiddish Das.
What? Who does he mean by Bnei Tzion?
Bnei Tzion Yikonim means the leftover claim, means it's a Lashon that he uses, it means the Yidden, the Bnei Aliyah from Klal Yisrael. It's a lashon melitza, but it means Bnei Tzion Yikarim means Klal Yisrael, the Yidden. Those the Yidden that are interested in haromas hakeren haTorah, to uplift the matzav in Yiddishkeit, not to let it just stay in decline, but to be mechazik it. Halo hiti laseinu. The Torah of Klal Yisrael, the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us, that's the Tehillah, that's our Tehillah, Ubon Asachayil, with the Torah, that's how we get strength, La'achzik, Mogen, Vesino, Vesgor, Lekras, Seinenu, Menadenu. That's the word that keeps us going to overpower the Koiches of our Seinim that try to overpower us, which is the Yetzirah and the Goyim of the world. The Koich, Ein Koichen, Ein Lan Ashir, Nakatoyra Zois. Bo Yechasu Ania Yamenu, right? The lashon of in the Lachadoidi, he alludes to the lashon Lachadoidi. He was a big melita. It's a shtickle poetry where he's writing over here. Bo Yechasu Ania Yamenu. The Torah is what is Yechasu Ania Yamenu. The Ania Yamenu means the Klai don't have the koyches of the rest of the world. But Yechsu, they take shelter in the Torah. Achrei Asher Golinu Mi'atzeinu, we don't have the our Eretz anymore. For this Lachakim Alad Maseinu, Einu Nonachla Sado V'Kerem Ba'atzeinu, we don't have Eretz Yisrael anymore. The Mishan Mashenu, we don't have the Mashen. The Mashen means what keeps us with the support that we had from Eretz Yisrael. Yoritz and the Supanim, we don't have all those Madregas anymore. We're in Golus. Afle Mat Oiz. B'shevet mishor lahachas gadas altilo ve'en lo nushir rak atoyra azoyis asher b'tzino nechiyah. All we have left is we don't have Eretz Yisrael, we don't have Beis Hamikdash, we don't have the Shechina Kedoshah b'zeichenu, but we have one thing: en lo nushir rak atoyra azoyis asher b'tzino nechiyah. Ve'af ki husa kvoida, the covenant of the Torah that used to be is not the same anymore. V'hura matarosa, the Torah of Kesed Torah is not what it used to be when the Shechina Kedoshah was shoychem b'zeichenu. So anyone that holds on to the Torah does not have any chashivas by the rest of the world. The covenant of Torah is not what it used to be. Those that keep the Torah, the rest of the world is bevaz of them. In other words, the covenant, keeping the Torah doesn't give covenant to a person anymore. But still, those that like the Torah, love the Torah, it's still pure and precious. They still heard of it in the Torah. They couldn't care less. They don't get the spoil from all the people around them that make the tonnets from them because they're keeping the Torah. Now, in our Tkuf of Golus, now we know really those people that like the Torah, that love the Torah, the Emes of Leif Sholem, with the Emes Kait, with the Leif Sholem. Why? Because now, when it's not the popular thing to keep the Torah, it's not what the Amalekim, when you had the Kovodat Torah in the Welt, with the Shloim HaMelech, and those Tkufis, then it was a popular thing. It's the best thing to do. But now, you don't have that. Right? Achriya Shahurat Kvoida Vigoli Yikoro. Dorashel lo yincholu kovit beinim rachkel. Those that are doyish to Torah don't get covet by the rest of the world, which are marchik, those people. Vachol machzike bitko. Those that are machzik in the bedik abayis of the Torah, boys, yavuzu lomois aynel. Right? So now we see those people that keep the Torah. Those are the emeser oyaveya Torah. Because they don't look at what the rest of the world makes the tonnets from them. They're still Neman, they're still faithful to the Torah of Chozois, Oyavel, Kimat Moinim Yichapsuo, those that love the Torah, search for every single breckle of Torah, like an Oitze, over Silken Afel, Yechzu, Selo, the Choise, in the shade of the Kanfi HaToyre, Aloi Zehu, Lois Neamon, that's Ois Neamon, Ki Loi Leman Betzoya Betza Yidrish HaToyre. The reason why they kept the Toyre all along was not because they get something covered from it, or they get money from it. Loi Beglal Nachlas Kovet Yachziko Das, they keep the Das, the Yiddishkeit, because of Kovet. Nein, Ochein Ruachu Be'enoish, it's a Ruach, it's a ruach, a geist. It's a ruach that keeps the person hayokom ipoz v'nishmas shakai tvineu lemoy hachzeik b'musa al toref. Don't give up. V'al tazev toyer zavicho ki yichayecho chayi olam loy chayi besorim. That's the chayim that you want. The chayi olam, not a chayi besorim. Chayi besorim means a chayim of gashmius of this world. V'achzehu aderech. Only the Torah, that's the Derech HaMeviyacho, the Siddur Yishor HaOilu Beis Keil, in a straight path that leads you to the Boyin Shal Olam, Zeh Shah Shemayim Des Alois, Boyisher Emes, with the Emes Dike, with the Emes Dike Oyisher, the Tachlis Loi Achzov. That shows our Yidin, the Emes Yidin, that want the Tachlis, that want the Torah HaKadosh, they don't drop it when it doesn't become, when it becomes unpopular, they still keep the Torah, the gewaltige Liebschaft, the gewaltige faithfulness, and they don't drop the Torah when the times are rough. Okay, we'll stop over here, I think.
Very nice.
Very good.
Very good.
I'm just asking, okay. The first part there, when he says that the Eshchalkin from the Chidah, whoever brings it down, that only the Hagdama was from Rebbe Lazar. So again, what does he mean by the Hagdama? I never understood that. That means he said the first parak?
I think it means the first parak. Yeah, the first parak where it brings the story of Rabbi Yezah and his son, that's Zichar Rabbi Yezah. But the actual Tzavah itself, where it starts from parak Beis, it begins Bni, Simna Kovet Lashem, all the Bnis from Beis Night and Vaita, that's all not Rabbi Yezah, that's not Rabbi Yezah ben Horkanes, that's Rabbi Yezah Godel, Psachach HaMechot, Haratana. Some Rabbi Yezah Godel wrote it.
I'm saying that's you understand a person shot that that's what he means, that that's the Hagdama, that part.
Yeah, that's how I understood it. There is no other Hagdama, that's the Hagdama.
I,